Welcome to the Persimmon January trading update. For the duration of the call, you'll be on listen only, and at the end of the call, you'll have the opportunity to ask questions. If at any time you need assistance, please press star zero on your telephone keypad, and you'll be connected to an operator. I'm now handing over to your host, Mike Farley, CEO, to begin. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Ina. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Persimmon trading update. I'm joined this morning in York with Mike Killoran and Jeff Fairburn. What I'd like to do is take you through highlights of the trading for 2012, and just briefly talk about some management changes within the group. Then I'll throw it over to Q&A. So we're pleased with the performance for the business this year. We've seen completions have increased by 6% to 9,903. We've seen our average selling price increase by 6% also to 173,400. That has meant that the revenue to the business has grown by 12% to 1.72 billion. You know we're very focused on our operating margins, and I'm very pleased to report that the operating margins for the year we expect to be circa 13%. And the second half margins will be over 13.5%. So good progress on our long-term goal of achieving 15 to 17% margins, which we hope to achieve in the next 12 to 18 months. We've seen some good improvement in mortgage availability. As I say, it's the funding for lending scheme has helped on that front, and we've seen a reduction in some rates. Looking at the credit conditions survey, the Bank of England, mortgage lenders are hoping to lend more money next year, and we're seeing some signs of that on the ground already, although I think they're stating that they may tighten credit criteria, so we'll see how that pans out. But nevertheless, I think it's positive news on all fronts. We're pleased to see funding from the First Buy scheme of circa 3,000 extra additional plots, which will be utilised to help first-time buyers. Quite an important tool for us. Last year we did about circa 1,700 first buy legal completions. We've seen good take-up on new buy. As I say, 5% of our completions in H2 came from new buy, and around about 10% of our reservations in the second half of the year coming from the new buy market. So that's positive news for us. We're now actively selling on 375 sites, and we did open all 60 sites in the second half as scheduled. We will be very busy in the first half of next year, or this year now, should I say, 2013, and opening a further 90 sites, which will take our expected selling by the end of June to 390, so an improvement there. That's on the back of being fairly active in the land markets. You'll see that the business has acquired 9,400 plots in the second half of the year, bringing that to a total of 14,600 plots acquired in the 12-month period. And as a result, our land bank has now grown to 68,000 plots, very active in that area. Allows us to open more sites, more outlets, as the business unfolds into 2013 and beyond. We start the year in a strong forward sale position. We'll have £645 million forward sale. That's an improvement on this time last year of £615 million. So, again, about a 5% improvement there. So we're pleased to have a healthy platform to build on for 2013. Another strong period for the group, the focus of the group, is the strong cash generation. And you'll see that we have over £200 million cash on the balance sheet, which will help us deliver for our long-term strategic plan. So, in summary, effectively, we're also making some management changes, and I have today announced my retirement, which will take place at the forthcoming AGM in April, and I will be handing over as Chief Executive to Jeff Fairburn. Jeff has been with the business for 23 years, and I'm very confident that he will take the business forward in the future. We're also pleased to appoint Nigel Greenaway to the main board. Nigel, again, has been in the business 26 years, so a very experienced management team will take over the helm of the business for the future. As a side, we've also decided to improve operational efficiency by operating in two divisions rather than traditionally three. So we'll now operate in north and south, hopefully streamlining the business, allows us to focus on strategic land important to the business, and will give us greater benefits in the business in the long term. David Jenkins will hand over the Northern Division, take that on from Jeff, who will obviously now take over full CEO responsibility for the group as a whole. So, as I say, I think, you know, it'll be a combination of business as usual with a focus on delivering the long-term plan. So on that basis, I think, you know, as I say, you'll see from this results that we've seen a good improvement in margins, strong cash generation, and substantial land acquisition, which places us in a very strong position to deliver on our long-term strategy. So I think on that, that's enough for me to start off with. I'll now hand over to Q&A. Thank you, Ina.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question on this call, please press *1 on your telephone keypad now. And our first question has come from the line of Glynis Johnson from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just have a few questions, if I may. The first one, just in terms of gross margin, you obviously give us EBIT. Can we assume the same change in EBIT is reflected in gross, that there's nothing necessarily happening in terms of those admin expenses that we need to be aware of? Secondly, in terms of sites per year, you're obviously indicating that it will go up in the first half. Do you think that 390 is a good indication for the full year 13, or will you have fewer sites opening in the second half? Thirdly, just in terms of the recent wet weather, is there anything we need to be aware of in terms of a impact on build, an impact on selling rate from all the rain that we've seen? And then lastly, in terms of the order book, I wonder if you could break it down in terms of social and private. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Glynis. A full house from you. Very much. In terms of, Mike, do you want to start with the order book and we'll work backwards?
Yeah, sure. The order book, as Mike's already outlined, around about 5% ahead by value, year on year, around $645 million. That breaks down effectively to about 60% private by value, 40% affordable. And from a volume perspective, we've got just about 4,750 forward sold units in the order book, just over 40% being private, which is, you know, very much in line with where we were this time last year. And on the pricing side, we've got about 5% improvement in unit PD pricing year on year to around about 194,000 currently in the forward order book, and affordable is at around about £97,000 per unit in forward sales. So that gives you a bit of colour around the forward orders.
Thanks, Mike. Just answering the other questions. On the weather, Glynis, I think it's a factor of life. It's either raining or it's either snowing or something in this industry. So we do have to take care of those sort of scenarios. So, you know, the bill will go through that. We do sometimes see weekends where traffic on site is slower with the heavy weather. But I think overall, what you'll lose one week, you hopefully will gain back the next. So we don't see a net loss overall. So although the weather does play, it makes life interesting for us, I don't think overall net we lose out on sales or on construction overall. We have the benefit of space for, as you know. So, you know, we are able to work on houses internally in these poor weather conditions. So we're not as tied as where we're utilising traditional build. In terms of the other points you raised on outlets, as you know, I think Glynis, we've said that, you know, we're happy to run about the 380 mark. It's been our benchmark for a while now. I think on the back of our success in the land market, and one point I didn't mention is that on the land, about 38% of those plots have come from our strategic land bank. So again, with that increase in our land bank, hopefully we should be able to maintain outlet levels around the 390 mark. It does depend, obviously, how quickly we can close some, but I think on the back of the stronger land bank, at some stage that will fall through into additional outlets for the business. So, you know, 380, 390, you know, I'd be comfortable with that, and, you know, I think that's the position we will maintain. And the final point on the gross margins, yes, you're right. I think there's no real massive changes in the business in terms of gross margin down to operating margin. We do get a little bit of efficiency as we increase volumes, as you know, but I don't think it's massive in terms of making that difference. The fundamental is the solid delivery of the new sites and the margins on site level rather than admin benefits effect.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question has come from the line of Ainsley Lyman from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Hi, morning. Happy New Year. Just three questions, if I could. Firstly, on land spend, obviously you've seen quite a big increase in the kind of plots at the end, 68,000. Give your first thoughts for 2013. Would you expect a decent land spend and conversion from strategic land? Should that still be good in 2013? And then secondly, just on land creditors, has there been any move there at the year end? And lastly, just on house price inflation, would you expect to see any kind of pure house price inflation this year, or still best guess is flat?
Okay, thanks, Ainsley. Again, I'll do that in reverse order. I think on house price inflation, we never factor that in, and I think, looking at the market as a whole, we're seeing, prices has been pretty stable throughout 2012. And I've no reason to believe there's going to be any massive changes in the marketplace as we move through that area. As I say, in the past, we do get a little bit of pent-up demand when we open new sites, so that's probably where we get a bit of price growth against viability. But other than that, I think generally, by and large, we are fairly static on that front. In terms of land spend, as I say, we have been very active in the land market, in the land spend. Probably overall gross spend about £380 million this year. That's including, we acquired Hill Reid, as you recall, in October. So it's included in that number. And as you expect, we have taken the opportunity to get deferred terms of some of those acquisitions. So our land creditors have gone up slightly from about £200 million to £230 million. So I think that's the sort of level. So, we're pleased to have that deferred benefit to the business.
Just one follow-up on the land market. I mean, what's the kind of state of the land market at the moment? Is it quite buoyant, or would you expect to have another successful year this year as you go into 2013?
I think, as I say, we will see where the deals come through. We're bringing forward, as I mentioned, that 38% strategic land came forward through the first and the second half. We've steadied roughly about a third of the plots. So, we're buying, we're getting a third of our plots off market, as it were, and some of those obviously are just freehold owned, so they just transfer straight on, one side of the balance sheet to another without any cash going out. So, we do need to look at these outlets rather than just looking at plots acquired for the business. So, we're keen to maintain that outlet network, as we said, about in the 380, 390 mark. So, it depends on where the opportunities come forward. As you say, we're generating good, strong cash, as you've seen there. So if the right opportunities are out there, we have the wherewithal to acquire land. But, as I say, in the long-term plan, I think, Ainsley, we will go back to, a five-year land supply. So, at some stage, we may obviously not need to acquire so many plots. But whilst we see that there are good opportunities out there and our strategic land is performing well, we'll continue with that strategy.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question is coming from the line of Chris Millington from Numis. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gents. Just two, if I may, please. Firstly, a quick question on admin costs, really, and the potential for improvements in overhead recovery in light of the change in the divisional structure. I'm just really thinking, does that change the profile? And, how low could potentially overhead costs as a percentage of sales go? And the second one is just on the planning environment. Have we seen any improvements? The strategic success rate seems quite high. Just a comment around that would be helpful.
Well, I'll talk about the planning first, and I'll do a bit about admin. Mike can fill in a bit more on about the admin costs, actual numbers. But on planning, I think, as you say, we are still in a sort of hiatus situation. As you rightly say, we are seeing benefits. Some local authorities have been more positive about planning, and we are seeing successes on that basis. I think also, where we do have to take sites to appeal, the government, where they can influence, I think, have been positive on that front, and I can't think last year we did lose any appeals. So I think, overall, I think the planning environment is more positive. yeah, it still is taking some time to get sites over the line. So, you know, we have a good pipeline, which is good for us, but still, you know, I think there are further improvements to speed up the planning process. And I know the government's working on that, and we as an industry will continue to work with them on that front. But no, I think overall we're in a better position than where we were 12 months ago. But I think there's still further improvement we can have on the planning environment.
Okay.
I think in terms of the admin cost, I think just generally, I think the divisionalisation change from 3 to 2 is not really, there's not much cost on there. We have a very small divisional team at local level, so you're talking about 2 or 3 people literally, which probably will get redeployed within the business, so not huge savings there. It's not done for as cost saving as such. It's really done to be, you know, making sure we're more efficient in the marketplace, giving the message down to the teams, making sure that in the planning environment we're getting the information through to the businesses. So we believe it's a more cost effective way of operating the business to get that message down the line and back from the troops.
I mean, Chris, you're familiar with seeing our overhead loading being around 4.5% of sales last year or two. I think the big opportunity for us is to drive a bit more volume through the business, as we've talked about before. Whilst we're not chasing the volume, obviously the focus is on quality and margin. I think that as market allows, with extra volume going through the business, then I think the key thing is you won't see a structural increase in our overheads as we move forward, as the business expands from here, because as I said before, you know, we've been very keen to maintain our investment in the office network that we currently run, and you know that continues to be the plan with the 24 house building businesses up and down the country. So I think that it's not really about, as Mike has already indicated, true hard cost savings on headcount and the like. It's more about the lack of the need to incrementally invest in the light of additional volume coming through the business. I think we're tooled up to deal with that largely as we stand today.
Got you. Okay, guys, thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank you. Our next question is coming from the line of Will Jones, Redburn Partners. Please go ahead.
Morning, guys. A couple from me, please, if I could. First, just around the net cash position, which looks like it came in usefully better than would have been kind of broadly guided to back at the half-year stage. Was there anything in particular points on that front that helped you? Was it just a kind of combination of factors? And then secondly, just coming back to the comment made a minute ago about volume kind of aspirations, and when we think about 2013, if we look back to the last couple of years, I think your completion change has been pretty much akin to the order book change that you had coming into the year, and obviously you're flat at the moment, but I guess sites, you know, edging up and hopefully maybe sales rates ahead. I mean, would you expect this year to be different in that maybe you might add additional completions relative to the order book position with which you're entering 2013? Thanks.
Chris, well, yeah, as you say, on volume, I think, you know, the message and the mantra is obviously, you know, we're margin focused business, Will. So I think, you know, if the market allows, yes, I think, you know, as you can see, we have the capacity to grow volumes. But I think first and foremost, it's the focus on margins is the main criteria. So, you know, if the market will allow, and as I mentioned, I think there is indication, the potential for easing of mortgage availability, and that mortgage availability increase, you know, does have the potential to allow for volume growth, as you say, with further outlets, you know, obviously a sales rate per site, that again does help on that front. But behind it all, we still are obviously very margin focused. So, you know, we'll take the advantage if we can. Sorry. You were saying? Yeah.
No, that's great. Thank you.
Okay. And on the situation on cash, well, I think, you know, we are pleased with cash generation. I think, yeah, it is ahead of our expectation, primarily driven by that margin improvement. We didn't, you know, we're very pleased to see, you know, a full 3% improvement overall year on year. For the margin improvement, you know, for the year 13%, and you can see, you know, 13.5% for the second half of the year. So, you know, that's where predominantly the growth of additional cash has come forward. You know, higher margins, higher cash generation. But you know, we still maintain the good tight disciplines on work in progress. You know, I think we have one of the highest turnovers. You know, we turn our work in progress over 4 times, You know, we're looking to maintain that first criteria, you know, and we still, you know, look at cost base, you know, and look at the fundamentals. So it's a, you know, it's good housekeeping combined with that improvement in margins that's delivered that position.
Okay, great, thanks. And sorry, just tying up on completions for the year just finished, Housing Association, I think it was down 12% in the first half. I assume it was up quite usefully in the second. Any chance we can get the HO number within the 9,900, please?
Yeah, about 1,900.
1,900, thank you.
1,900 for that. Yeah, that's fine. So it's 8,000 for the balance, really.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question has come from the line of Ben Rosenberger from UBS. Please go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, hi there. It's Ben. Good morning. There's actually not very many questions for me left. Maybe one point on the margin. Maybe you can give a little bit more colour in terms of possibly what's in your order book, even though I don't think you normally give that. But maybe in the direction of, clearly you've had 300 basis point improvement this year. So that's probably not what to expect for next year, is that right? But maybe you can give some rough colour as to what sort of improvement we could be looking for.
Okay, thanks, Ben. But as you say, I'll give you direction of travel rather than hard numbers, as
yep.
We don't give forecasts on that area. But you're right, I think, you know, well, first of all, we've said, you know, margins in the range of 15 to 17% in the next 12 to 18 months. We want to get there as soon as we can, so... As I said to Will, you know, we are still very heavily margin focused. We are, as we open new sites, seeing the newer margins come on stream. But overall, as I say, as we get nearer to that 50% criteria, you know, the rate of increase will slow, because as I say, we wouldn't expect to see a 3% year on year. So I think what we're looking to see is, you know, getting to that 15% number in the next 12 to 18 months. So that's our focus. We'll do it as quick as we can, you know, so that will depend as we open those 90 new sites. They're all coming through at newer margins, a bit more strategic land coming through in that, which will then benefit in the second half of the year. So, you know, as I say, that's the focus of the business, and we'll remain that direction of travel. So, yes, you're right, slowing of the improvement, but we'll still very heavily focus on that.
Okay, and then maybe two other questions. One is, in terms of, I know you don't normally think of it in terms of those land buckets, but if you looked at your land bank, I mean, how much of it would still be impaired, how much is sort of old, non-impaired, and then how much new? And then the last question, just a housekeeping one, what's your shared equity balance at the full year? I don't know if you give that at the stage.
Well, Ben, I think those are really, you know, this is a trading update on next.
Sure.
I think we'll give you a full chapter and verse on both those items when we get the full trading update, which will rush around in the next 7 or so weeks. So
okay.
Hope you can wait till then. So those are the sort of detailed information we'll provide at that time.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is coming from the line of Charlie Campbell from Liberum Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and Happy New Year to you, and also congratulations on news of your retirement, Mike. A couple of questions, I think, from me. There's a comment in here about doing a bit more with a first-time buyer in the spring. I wonder if that sort of implies, therefore, maybe a slightly weaker selling price in the first half as we get a bit more smaller units, perhaps. And then second question also on selling prices. Just wonder how much further there is to go in terms of mix shifts, either in terms of shift towards houses or more towards the south.
Yeah, thanks. I think the two things are combined, Charlie. Yes, we are seeing, you know, an increase in first-time buyers. We have, as you say, as I mentioned earlier, that 3,000 allocation of first buy. So, you know, that will go directly to first-time buyers. I think overall, though, it's, you know, will be a similar number in delivery for 2013 as it was in 2012, as I mentioned, say, you know, 1,700 first-buy completions in 2012. So, you know, 1,700, maybe 2,000 and a bit delivery next year on the first-buy. But I think that the driver for us, you've heard us talk in the past about Charles Church. You know, we've seen good growth on Charles Church. And in fact, looking at our numbers, our Charles Church growth this year was about 20% again. So it, really the mix changes as we introduce more Charles Church into the business. Again, as I say, more Charles Church in the south, as we talked about, average selling price of Charles Church around the 240 mark, compared to Persimmon about 180. So it's that, as you rightly say, blending change, a combination a little bit more in the south, more Charles Church, the first time buyer position being maintained rather than increased, I would suggest.
Thank you very much. It's very clear. Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is coming from the line of John Messenger, Redburn Partners. Please go ahead.
Morning, Mike and Mike, and many congratulations, Mike. You lucky man sailing off into the sunset. Just a quick one for me. It was just on when we think about last year and cost-based inflation, just to feel as to what you feel that was during 12. And then thinking of 13, you know, are you expecting any significant shifts in terms of underlying costs on building materials of various sorts? And is there anything material coming through on building regs that would make a difference year over year, just when we're thinking of the general picture on cost inflation coming through for the group, exiting out land, obviously?
Good. Well, I'll answer the first bit about costs for 2012, and I think it would be only fair that Jeff Fairburn, who's with me today, can answer the question about 2013, because, A, he's been involved in some of the negotiations on through our group deals that we have with our suppliers, but obviously, you know, he's the man for the future, so I'll let him talk a little bit about that.
Great.
But I think, you know, to answer your question, John, about costs, you know, we've seen a very neutral, benign position on cost in 2012. Labour rates are very static, you know, on the basis of, you know, the construction sector as a whole is, I think, still struggling overall, less work in the contracting area, and that is obviously helping hold back labour pressures on that front for us.
Yep.
And on the material side of life, I think, you know, we were able to maintain our pricing in the light of, you know, there were some ups and downs last year. You know, there was undoubtedly commodity price pressure, you know, for raw materials, you know, timber, plastic, you know, through oil prices, etc. So we did take some increase of that, but we were more than able to offset them by working with our suppliers and to be able to reduce prices in other areas. So overall, a neutral position. So I think, you know, that's where we end up for 2012.
Great.
I'll hand over to Jeff, who can give you a bit of flavour for what we're doing in 2013.
Morning, John. Obviously, I've been involved in a few of the deals and negotiations that we've had so far with suppliers, we're seeing that the inflationary pressure on the raw materials has subsided a bit, and I think there's a bit of improvement really on that front. So we expect to see, at worst, you know, prices to be static, and we've been working hard in improving the efficiency of the house types and working better with the suppliers to keep the costs for the business down. So I think, you know, we'll see costs kept under control this year. Labour prices, etc., I think will continue, as Mike suggested, from 2012, moving through into 2013. So I think we're quite comfortable with the cost base.
Brilliant. And sorry, just one follow-on, maybe again to Jeff, if I could. Just when we look at north and south with the new divisional structure, am I right in thinking, one, the south is board represented, but the north isn't? I'm just thinking a bit of a north-south divide. Just wanted to understand if that's the case, or if that's just a case of time served before there will be potentially a second elevation to the board, or is that jumping the gun?
No, I think I'll answer that, John. It's just a case that, you know, in the past, obviously, Jeff was obviously main board director, and he was chief executive of the north. It's just, as you say, it's the
timing.
Since we've got Nigel Greenaway, has, you know, his time served with the business, you know, 26 years, you know, so he's very well experienced, so he will assist Jeff. You know, he happens to be based in the south. Dave Jenkinson is newly appointed, slightly less experienced, but as you say, you know, that's there's always to play for the future, but it's nice to see those people given the opportunity.
Brilliant. And no two house builders have the same north and south definition, but when we think about 9,900 split, how will it be broadly 50-50, or is it more 60-40 in favour of south versus north, or the other way?
Pretty largely even split between those numbers, so it works out quite a slight orientation towards the south, but it's only minor in terms of, it's a good spread across the business.
Thank you very much. Thanks, sir.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you. We currently have no further questions coming through, so just a final reminder. Please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Mike, we have no further questions coming from the telephone participants, so I'll hand the call back to you.
Yes, well, thank you very everybody, and thank you for those kind words for myself. That's very, very kind of you. As I say, the business is in great shape. As that improved margins, strong cash generation, a great land bank, and I think the thing is that the business is well positioned, and we're ahead of our expectation in delivering on that long-term strategic plan. So, we look forward to talking about the payment of the first dividend, which will be due at the half year. So thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you all again, talking to you in the February full trading update for the year end. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining. You may now disconnect your lines.